That's the sound of more than a dozen workers picking meat out of Maryland blue crabs while listening to Spanish radio. They're inside an air-conditioned processing plant that's a bit larger than a trailer. They stand masked in rows alongside stainless steel tables piled high with crabs.
Well, it's not a competition, but I don't want to fall behind her.
Mother and daughter team Samaira Nevarez and Fabiola Elenes work quickly. Their gloved hands move at lightning speed to separate the morsels of meat from the shell. In 1 hour of work, they can be paid between $11 to $12.
Yeah, the pay is good. Thank God. It's better than the pay in Mexico.
They're from the state of Sinaloa on Mexico's west coast. Traditionally, for 8 months out of every year, they come to work at Old Salty Seafood on Hooper's Island through the H-2B visa program to make money for their families back home. That was until COVID hit last year, and they only came for 2 months. Jay Newcomb is the owner and operator of Old Salties. He's been in the business for more than 25 years.
Didn't know a lot of unknowns, but, you know, we kept our social distancing. We wore our mask and isolated, but it all worked out. Nobody got sick at all, so we're very fortunate.
The local county health department couldn't independently verify that, citing confidentiality laws, but said there were at least 50 COVID cases with 2 outbreaks among all crab processing workers on the Eastern Shore last July. Thanks to the COVID vaccine, Newcomb says the industry looks like it's bouncing back. Workers were able to get their second doses of the vaccine in mid-May through the local health department.
Yo pienso que estamos mejor.
We're better off this year.
That's Guadalupe Garcia. She's been working at a different processing plant for 24 years. She says the workers were relieved to receive the vaccine.
So we need to continue with the health safety measures. But yes, I feel a bit more calm this year.
Garcia lives with 3 other migrant workers in a 2-story rural home just up the road from where they work. They each pay the owner of the processing plant $45 a month to live in the home. Around 8 a.m., the group is finished for the day after 3 hours of work. The smell of breakfast tortillas wafts through the house.
A principio poco trabajo, después ya trabajo.
While sitting around the breakfast table, Garcia explains that every season is the same. The work hours depend on the availability of crab. She says first there's little work, then there's a lot of work, and then as the season winds down, there's less work. But for the past 2 months, the women say they haven't had to pay rent because they haven't been working as much. That could be due to the current shortage of crab in the bay. The population of juvenile crabs has fallen to its lowest levels since 1990, according to the State Department of Natural Resources. But experts at the Maryland Watermen's Association say they're not worried because the availability of crab fluctuates year to year. I ask Garcia if they're concerned about the lack of work.
As the temperature heats up, we'll have more crab in hours of work, like 8 hours of work a day.
Back at Old Salties, Jay Newcomb says the same thing and adds, the bigger concern is making sure they have enough workers with visas to pick the crab.
You know, if we don't have a worker, that controls everything. You know, Mother Nature takes care of the crabs. They're up and down, but we need to have a worker.
Newcomb says he thinks the federal government needs to lift the cap on crab worker visas that's been the same since the 1990s. For now, business is good. And as the summer heats up, Newcomb says he hopes for more crab. For WAMU, I'm Dominique Maria Benessi.